Rex Kino Kino Chal Gimel describes a Maisa that was brought down in the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin brings down a Maisa Bivnoi Ubita Shal Rabbi Shmuel Ben Alisha. Shenishvu Lishnei Adoinim. They got captured to two different masters. The Yomim Nizdav Gushneim B'Mokim Echad. And the two masters met up in one place. Ze Oimer Yeshli Evej Enki Yofiyav B'Chol Ha'Olam. This one said, I have a servant that there's no one handsome and more handsome than him in the whole world. I have a maid that there's no one more beautiful than her in the whole world. Let's get them married to each other and we'll split the children. Each one sat in their own corner. Zoyme ani koyen ben kahanim gedolim. Eso shivcha. Zoy soymeres ani koyenes bas kahanim gedolim. And also the eved. Ubochu kol alayla. And they cried the whole night. Kivin sha'ola amura shachar. Hikiru zeh zeh. They recognized one another. V'noflu zeh al zeh. And they fell on each other's shoulders. V'go b'vchiyo ashiyosuson nishmoson. Va'alein koinen yirmiyo al eila ani b'chiyo eini yordu mayim. And the Marshal is medayik. Over here it says al eila ani b'chiyo. It doesn't say b'cha. And he says that each one was crying over the other one. He was crying over his sister's tsar, and his sister was crying over his tsar. And this is a gewaldika eini yordamayim, a gewaldika tzara. But right before this maisa in the Gemara is brought another maisa. This is a maisa of the children of Rav Yishmael ben Alisha, Kohen Gadol. Right before this, the Gemara brings down Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Rav Yishmael ben Hananya, Shaholach Lekrach Gadol Sheberoimi. Omruloi, they told him, Tinoik Echad Yesh Bevesa Asurim. There's a young child that's captured in jail. Yefei Einayim, he has beautiful eyes. V'toiv Roi, Ukvutsoisov Seduros Loital Talim. And he has beautiful braids. Holach V'Omar Al Pesach Besa Asurim Omar. Mi Nosan L'Mishiso Yaakov Yisrael Abayzuzim. Who made Klal Yisrael get into captivity? Ono oisei tinoik v'omar, haloi Hashem zuchotonu loi, v'loi ovo b'drochav haloich, v'loi shomu b'tayrosai. Omar, so Rav Yishmael ben Hananya said, muvtuchani boy, I'm confident, shem moira hayro b'Yisrael, that he's going to be a moira hayro b'Yisrael. Ha'avoido, shein izoz mikan, at shevdenu b'chol momen shepoiskin olof. And he was paid to him with a great amount of money. What was it that Rav Yishmael ben Hananya saw in Rav Yishmael ben Alisha that said that he's going to be a Meira HaRab Yisrael? So I once heard from Rav Chaim Stein, Zechayna Levracha, that he said that the point that Rav Yishmael ben Hananya was so impressed about, here you have a young child in jail, in captivity. Who knows what they're going to do with him? Who knows what his future holds for him? And how does he look? Is Kvutsoysov Sedura Isloy Tal Talim? He didn't lose himself. He knew that everything is coming from the Eibishta. And he retained his dignity. He retained that he's a Ben Melech. That same Nida went down to his children. The Ben and the Bas of Rav Yishmael Kohen Gadol, Rav Yishmael ben Alisha, that same Rav Yishmael ben Alisha, when they're in captivity, Each one, they didn't lose themselves. They still retain their dignity. And that's this kina. This is a gevaltika. This al-eila anibay chia means on Klal Yisrael, that no matter where they are, no matter what matzev they are in, they still retain the kovod, they still retain their dignity, they still realize who they are, and they realize where everything is coming from. They say over to gevaldika maisis during the Holocaust. It's brought down. The tells, the shtot tells, they were wiped out before they would kill them. They took them out, they made them run, and they were hitting them. And the tells are of Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Bloch Zechayin Lavracha, Hashem Yimkoin Domoy. There was one Nazi Yimach Shemoy that was hitting him over the head, making him bleed. And the Nazi told him, it said to him, "Where's your God?" And the Telzerov turned to the Nazi and said, "He's not only my God, he's your God too. And soon the whole world is going to see it." The Gvura, that you have someone that's about to kill him, and he starts talking to him, "Where's your God?" And he stands up. He's a melech. He's retained his dignity. He realized that this is all coming from the Eibishter. One more maisa entails, after they killed out all the men, they let the women and children stay for another little bit. And on Zion El, they took out the women and the children to kill them. And the wife of Reb Zalman Bloch, that's Rav Gifter's father-in-law, Hashem Yimkom Domo, went over to the Nazi that was killing them. And she said, "I have a lot of jewelry hidden. And if you give me my wish, I'll tell you where the hiding place is." And he said, "Okay." He said, "Kill everybody else first and then kill me." And the Nazi thought she was a coward. She doesn't want to be killed first. The Nazi killed everybody, all her children. And then she said, "Give me one more minute." And she went down into the pit and she closed her children's eyes and she took dirt and put it on top of them to make sure that they're considered buried Bekever Yisrael. And then she went back up to the Nazi and she came to him and he said, "Now you could do whatever you want." This is the Gvura of Klal Yisrael. This is Al Eila Ani Baychia Eini Eini Yerodomayim, about the Bas, the Ben and the Bas of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, that and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol himself, with that midah, the midah of Kvusos of Taltalim, the midah of not losing oneself, no matter in what matzav one is.